Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, March the 7th, 2023. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are continuing our discussion around voter mobilization and registration. Ahead of general elections, with a High Court judge in Harare today refusing to force the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, to release the electronic voters' roll, saying that would pose a security threat to the register. The electoral body had been taken to court by Alan Markham, an opposition Citizens Coalition for Change member of parliament for Harare North, seeking an order compelling ZEC to release the electronic voters' roll. But High Court Judge Justice Neva Katio refused to oblige, ruling that, quote, in this age of social media, the voters' roll can be tampered with, especially the electronic version. Markham's lawyer, Danford Halimani, spoke with our reporter, Frank Shikore, after the ruling.
Saka yatianzwa nyaya ndobva yapa mutongo wayo ipapo ipapo ichitaura iyo kuti zeki haina kuita zviri kunze kwemutemo kuramba kubudisa voters roll. Koti yati iyo nekuda kwekuti pane masecurity concerns, zeki ine kodzero yekuti itore nguva kuti igadzire voters roll rakadzivirirwa kuitira kuti risaipindirwa nevamwe vanhu vanonge vangoda kupindira vachikanganisa voters roll.
Saka tindati isusu maka nakati amuchatora takatarisa kuti sarudzo dzava padyo dziri kutarisirwa kuitwa munana chikunguru kana muna nyamakoko wegore rino.
Isu semagweta tinotora mainstructions kubva kumaclient. Saka tichatotaura neclient, tichatokuonera izvo tichibva pano totaura naye tonzwa kuti iye anofungei nazvo, then toita take it up from there. Isu edu semagweta tine maopinions edu, hatiwirirani neoutcome nedecision yecourt, but isusu hatisisi varidzi venyaya, tiri malawyers anomiririra varidzi venyaya, so isusu tozoacta nezvinenge zvichida maclients edu.
Lawyer Danford Halimani for Harare North, a CCC member of parliament, Alan Markham. Elsewhere, youths from the two main political parties, the ZANU-PF and CCC, are at the forefront of mobilizing voters ahead of the polls. They are pushing last-minute voter registrants after the announcement by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission that it will launch a voter registration blitz from March 12 through 21. Lee Chonanjani Sapolwe Zimbabwe siyalihlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo eyenziwa ngabatsha bamabandla ezombusazwe eyokukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi abhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho oluzayo. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithi izasungula uhlelo lokuphuma ijumo isiya ezabelweni ukuyabhalisa labo abalokhu bengakabhalisi abafuna ukuvota kukhetho oluzayo. Lolu hlelo luzaqala mhlaka 12 kulinyanga luye phela mhlaka 21. Kolunye udaba, inkantolo ye-High Court yalile namuhla ukubamba iZEC ngamandla ukuthi ivezele uZulu ugwalo lwabavoti olwe voters roll olutholakala ebulenjini olwaziwa ngokuthi electronic version. Udaba lolu belukhwezwe ngumeli weHarare North edalele parliamente olilunga le-CCC, umnumzana Alan Markham. kodwa umahluli ulahlelo ludaba esithi iZek ingaluveza lolugwalo lulakho ukubanjwa ngendlela engayisiyo izigilamkhuba. Kwaziwa iVaterere ve Studio 7 na nasimuchirongwache Live Talk The Connection. Tiri kutarisa matano ari kuitwa nevechidiki vemapato anosanganisira ZANU PF ne CCC ekukuruzira veruzhinji kuti vavhote neuwandu hwavo musarudzo dzinouya. Vechidiki ava vari kumhanya mhanya nyika yese vachitsvagira mapato avo rutsigiro apo Zimbabwe Electoral Commission yazivisawo kuti ichatanga chirongwa chekutumira vashandi vayo kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana kunonyoresa vanhu vasati vanyoresa pasi pechirongwa chevoter registration blitz icho chichatanga musi wa12 mwedzi uno chichipera musi wa21 mwedzi uno zvakare. Mune imwewo nyaya, Dare Re High Court nhasi rarasa chikumbiro chemumiriri weHarare North muDare reParamende uye vari nhengo yeCCC vaAlan Makam chekuti ZEC iburitse electronic voters roll. Mutongi weDare ati voters roll iyi ikaburitswa inogona kubatwa nenzira isina kukodzera nevamwe izvo zvinozokanganisa kuvimbika kwayo. And now to talk about voter mobilization by youth from political parties, we are joined by opposition CCC youth spokesperson Stephen Sarkozy Chuma and ZANU PF youth secretary for information, communication and technology Mr. Munashe Mututsa. Good evening, gentlemen, and welcome to Live Talk. Let me start with Mr. Sarkozy. Mr. Sarkozy, we saw, as said already, we saw your Member of Parliament for Harare North, Mr. Makam, losing a case in the High Court today, in which he was seeking an order compelling ZEC to release the voters' roll, the electronic voters' roll. What's your take on that ruling?
Thank you, Nicholas Magabini-Atirian. What the High Court has done today, yes, we respect the court, but it has been clear since the attempt of state power through the military coup in 2018 that not only the executive power has been usurped by the military, but we've also seen the usurping of powers in the other two arms of government, that is the judiciary and the parliament. This has not been new. We are seeing the breaching of the constitution really by Emmerson Mnangagwa led military regime. We have seen what they did, the question that was raised by the people in 2017. We have seen that the Chief Justice, which is the beginning, the alpha of our program, of our problems, where even beyond the guidelines, the Chief Justice Malala was retained. And this is the result that we are now seeing. Malala was retained so that he can serve the interests of Mnangagwa. We know that is ZEC by law, at law, is supposed to be transparent. There's nothing wrong when citizens say, how can we see those that are supposed to vote for the public office of this country? So we don't know the logic behind the judge's ruling, but we respect the court. But that does not mean to say we must respect that those courts are now not independent. We know that some cases the flag is muscles to capture the court. This is a clear indication from what they've been saying to say Malala is there as the chief justice to serve at the whims of Emmerson Mnangagwa. And we know that all those judges and the magistrates, they don't make rulings on their own. The rulings they come from the House. This has been very clear. This is what is happening to our members Honorable Job Scala from Zengeza, where a simple case that he could have done his bail up to now is in prison. So this is not something new. We know that the judiciary operates at the will of Zambia.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. And now coming to you, Mr. Mututsa. Munashe Mututsa is the ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Information, Communication and Technology. Mr. Mututsa, the High Court refused today to compel the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to release the electronic voters' roll. Clearly, the release of the voters' roll should be in the interest of everyone, including ZANU-PF. Not so, Mr. Mututsa.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. I agree with you that it is in the best interest of each and every of the voters provided for by our country's laws. That's our laws that guarantee that every player, every citizen in Zimbabwe, particularly, has every right to have access to a voter's roll, especially now that we are in an election year. The only difference is that people are forgetting. They are reading the outcome of the judgment, forgetting the other parts and the reason of that the judge Katia raised around the application to release the voter's roll. The judge raised security concerns, saying that the judge is mandated to safeguard the voter's roll, especially the electronic one, because it can be tampered with. We know this because it has always been the case. In any case, the Electoral Act says that the ZEC is mandated to release an electronic copy or a physical hard copy. And in that regard, we know that with the judge, when he was raising issues, he said that especially the electronic one is a problem because we have seen evidence that people can tamper with the voter's roll. The biggest problem we are having is that the voter's roll contains people's information. It contains people's photos. It contains their phone numbers, their addresses. And we cannot trust, I think, in the instances of what is happening. I think in the views of South and maybe Jack, who have been, defending this position, they cannot trust the people's information, which is private, by the way, just being put out there, and then it can be abused. There are groups like Fatshebi, doing all sorts of things, whatever it is that is released by Zet. And we know that everyone has every right to do what Fatshebi is doing. But what our biggest problem in Zimbabwe is that no one knows who Fatshebi is. It's a Shadi group that is located, in my view, in America. It is sponsored from America, and their agenda is not an agenda that is pro-Zimbabwe. To an extent that Zet in itself has to protect the integrity of that same voter's roll by making sure that people's private information is not carried and it is not used for other criminal or ulterior motives. So, not speaking on behalf of Judge, but speaking as a ZANU-PF, I think I understand where Judge Katia was coming from in his defense of the CCC application and getting the voter's roll. But we also know that in reality, the CCC as a political entity, they are really not much interested in voters' role. It is a shame that they have leaked anything around the voters' role. So for this publicity stand that they have just come up with, we know that they have been under pressure from their social media influencers who have been making noise about this. But in reality, CCC knows, and they know within themselves that they are really not interested in the voters' role only because they just want to make headlines and make noise about what is occurring in our country.
Kodwa mnumzana Mututsa ngubamba umlomo khona apho la uyavuma ukuthi isisekelo sombuso sithi wonke umuntu ulelungelo lokuthola i-voters roll. Kodwa nxa inkantolo isivala lelo lungelo ngoba ithi kungaba lama security concerns, clearly ngeke kube into elungileyo leyo ngoba ungani sokuyikwephula isisekelo sombuso futhi.
Ukhuluma ngizawuthendela ngesindebele. Into ekhona lapha ukuthi umuntu ngu-MP we-CCC uhambe ekhoti
besiyacela ukuthi i-voters roll liphume banyiwe. Ujudge Katio wanika izizathu zakhe ezokuthi engabanzisizi engabanyiki. Izizathu azinikileyo izizathu ze-security eyokuthi i-voters roll iyerole zabantu, iy'namba zesithupha zabantu, iyisishagalo zabantu abayesaba ukuthi bengayifaka i-soft copy ebantwini ingasetshenziswa ukwenza izinto ezingalunganga. Lokhu yimbono ekaJudge Katio. O-MP we-CCC ohambe enkantolo esiyacela ucelileyo ulilungelo njalo lokuhamba phezulu ukaJudge Katio in a form of the application or an appeal ehamba e-constitutional court with the Supreme Court. I-court ayisinye ukugcina entulini. Ukhulumile imbono yakhe ujaji yikho phela labo ngenxa yokuthi selizweni lomthetho elingahlelwe i-social media bayakwazi labo amaloya angikhona ukuthi sokunje ujaji angunika i-judgment ongazishisiyo kule zinto kumele uzenze izinto ezihlanganisela uku-apila izinto ezihlanganisela uyaakhos esupria cot ukwenzela ukuthi bekunciphise ngalokhu ofuna ukuncediswa ngakho abayaliswanga kwenza lokho ujaji azange kudane lokho.
Siyabonga qhubeka ubambile khonapho ecingweni Mututsa. Ndizoke kwamuri va Chuma ndofunga manzwa va Mututsa va Xitauranzi se Triple C mune kozero yekukwidza nyaya yekudare ri uko ri kumusoro kwe High Court muchipikisa mutongo wa nhasi. Ndofunga muchada kupindura ipapo endzeni motitaura zvekare motaura vechidiki kunzeo kuti kwakakosha sei kuti vanonyoresa kana kuchivhura voter registration please ichatanga pa kupera pesvondo apa.
Maita basa chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti kaitasa nyaya mutongo wanga uchitaurwa uyu kuti kuwanikwa voters roll kumazimbabwe zvinova zvara zvezimbabwe izvo zvanovhota anzi national threat, national security, national threat to security. Asi tozva chose kuti kana vanhu 6 million avatida kunovhota vachida kuti vanzwisise kuti mazita avo arimo here, hama dzavo dzirimo here. Chinhu chingatova national security threat ipapo ndiyo zeki, nokuti kuramba kwezeki ichiramba ichivigwa zvinhu zvine national interest izvozvo ndo zvinokonzera kuti pave netreat national security. Saka titoti zeki pairi papapa kana ichinyayanyaya dzakandeblitsaanyaya dzetransparence iyo zeki ezeincient is now a security threat kunyika yezimbabwe. Saka tinokurudzira kuti dai vezeki doanga wanzwisa kuti nyaya yemaelections haisinyaya yemunhu one, nyaya yemaelections haisinyaya yemapato, nyaya yemaelections inyaya yezvaro zvezimbabwe. Zvine national interest kuti vazive kuti kana vachinovhota mazita avo arimo here, hama takashata kuti vange vachida kuona gwaro iroro rekuti mazita avo arimo here. Then choenda panyaya yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuchallenja vanhu vechipusi kumakot tozviziva kuti kubva 2018 panga patingori nemaichise kuti zek haisi kukwanisa kuburisa pachena nyaya dzevoters roll. Mapolitical parties anga aripo kubva kuna NDC nao zinetripc vatingoenda kumakoti zek ichiramba kuburisa nyaya yevoters roll. So zviri pachena kuti zek is no longer suitable to hold my elections ari credible munyika muno. Zek is operating under the whims yekabau iri kuicontrola nokuti deyanga ichaitwa zvido zvevanhu. Hationi tekashata kuti vanhu vazive kuti masava arimo here, vanhu vazive kuti vanhu vanokovhota vangani
ezvevota vachuma. Ndichadzoka ipapo panyaya yakakosha, regai timbotora mafemo. Thank you, gentlemen, and please do stay with us as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about voter mobilization and registration ahead of general elections this year. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Ndizoke kwa muri vachuma mangama kuda kutsanangura vechidiki kuti kwakakosha sei kuti vanyorese kuvhota uye kuvhota musarudzo dzacho. Enderai nyumberi.
Nyaya yati kutaura ndekuti vechidiki wose ndini makawanda hatisi takawanda muZimbabwe katarisa mamiriro akaita population yedu. Zvino hatigoni kurega kunosarudza vatungamiriri vachadetemaina kuti ndiani otarisa nyaya dzekuti vechidiki wava nemabasa. Vatungamiriri vachadetemaina kuti ndiani otarisa kuti maminerals edu awane kubhenefita vana venyika yeZimbabwe vote machinese chete. Saka mukana wakapiwa ndiwoyu mukana wekupedzisira sezvamunoziva. Saka tine chirongwa cheRIP inonzi Register, Elect and Protect. Iyo chakaifamba nyika yose tikurudzira vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Challenge yanga iripo ndeyekuti kumadistricts ose muZimbabwe zvavo dzeti dzinongova paprovhinsi vaigonangowana vano rutupo anenge akavhura. Zvino chirongwa ichi chauya pamuri kumaruwa, kumataundi, kumafarms, kumamainzi. Ngatitorei mukana uno, this is a last boarding call kune vedu vechidiki. Ndiwo mukana wekuti munosarudza vatungamiriri chaivo chaivo, vatungamiriri vasingaridhinyaya dzecorruption, vatungamiriri vasingasungi vaindi nekuti vataura nyaya dzekuti zvazvamira zvakanaka munyika. Inguva yedu vechidiki, let's take this opportunity and make sure that we register to vote and make sure that we mobilize all of our relatives and friends to make sure that they register in their numbers. Nekuti vote yenyu imimi ndo pane power yenyu. Let's register to vote.
Ngibuye kuwe mnumzana Mututsa. Uhlelo lwe-voter registration blitz luyaqala njalo mhlaka-12 luyephela mhlaka-21. Kwabanye abasakhulayo abalokhe bengakabhalisi, ungathi kungani bemele bayebhalisa? Kuqakatheke ngani?
Alright, ngiyabonga. Ukubhalisa kuqakatheke kakhulu ekuthini abantu bekhethe abakhokheli ababafunayo. Into eyisiqokoqela and into okumele siyinanzelele kweleZimbabwe ngakhangele ama-figures esathole from last year. By May 2022, I think the majority of the people who are so far are going to be able to do this. We are going to be able to do this. We are going to be able to do this. We are going to be able to do part and parcel of the decision making. Ezayenza ukuthi abantu bakhethe amakhansila abafunayo, abantu bakhethe ama-MP abafunayo, abantu bakhethe upresident abamfunayo. So thina siyakhuthaza abantu abasakhulayo ukuthi hhayi leli thuba elikhona with the blitz that have come izaxaisa mhlaka-12 to mhlaka-21 akube yiblitz ezabona abantwana, ezabona abasakhulayo abaningi ngihamba ezek besiyabhalisa ukuvota. Thanda njalo ukubonga izek isiye yavula isivule leli thuba ekuthi abantu besuke okwakhathesi abantu besiyabhalisa endaweni eyi-G21 ngobizeki lingakayenzi e-decentralized blitz. But i-blitz le siyabonga ukuthi sikhona. Siyasiza njalo ukuthi laba lama-first time voters amaningi thina njengebandla, of course thina izinto esizenzayo asi-react to a year. Evolve the program in Zanu PF, in 2018, our messages, young people or the youth in Zanu PF, even able to, young people should register to vote and be part and parcel of the decision making in the country. So, Tina, yeah, it's a great corner, but it's very similar program, our ongoing legislation as a political party. The only difference is that we do not exist on social media, or we do not exist to gather funds on social media about our program, as I am by. There are certain things that exist today, njengebandla elabantu sesebenza ebantwini. So it's clear that it is a need to cover
Siyabonga Mthusa, Mthusa kube kubambile khona apho nthatha umlaleli. Hallo Mtereri mlaleli, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Tinokugamshira hi.
Sanibonani, sanibingelela ehlelweni.
Yeli njani baba?
Siyaphila njani?
Hayi siyaphila, sikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma noGodfrey Ndimande.
Yebo Ndimande, izwili indaba sokulungiselela ukhetho lapho uzavota yi.
Ayi angizimiselanga ngempela ukuvota, nginezizathu ezimbalwa njengakuthela zona.
Indaba Ndimande akuzitsha.
Isizathu sokuqala nje ukuthi kade kwasa ngivota. Kodwa ke ivoti lami alisebenzi. Sengaze ngadiscover ukuthi eZimbabwe ivoti alisebenzi. Kusuke sekwenzelwa nje ukuthi kupheleliswe nje ukuthi abantu bavotile. Kodwa ke ivoti, I can say ukuthi it's useless as in like it. Amalungelo abantu awahlonishwa. Noma ungavota kwenzakaleni, ivoti lakho nje alisebenzi. Kufana nje nomuntu ongavotanga.
Hey madoda, indaba enkulu leyo Ndimande. Siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo kahle sizo sopolitiki ukuthi bathini. Ngoba ivoti lakho liqhakathekile njengoba usta osoze uvote kahle sizo bona bezombusaza ukuthi bathini. Vachuma pachidimbu manje amterera ari kutaura panzi. Inini andi voti nekuti we've been voting for a long time asisha ndokuhapana pachidimbu tipe mindro yenyu papo
mukoma mushaura moyo vane Zimbabwe mushaura moyo voti inoshanda nekuti voti dzakaona ichishanda mugore 1980 kunyange Smith anga akasunga zvimusei atova neZimbabwe wakabuda wakavhota ikaona Zimbabwe itsva. Then 2008, kunyange mugabanga kwaome kamoyo takazviona voti yakashanda. Gore rino zvakare kunozova kuti voti ichashanda ngatirime pakuru, tikarima pakuru zvongova makudetsa akaba sei. Asi tinokohwa cheke, gore rino igore reshanduko, tinokurudzira munhu wese kuti voti inoshanda.
Thank you Devachuma. Mnumzana Mutusa umzwilu umlaleli lapho uthi yena kudala evota kodwa kula lutho olutshintshayo, ungathanda ukuthini kuye namafitshane?
Namafitshane ngithanda ukuthi ngithi umlaleli leyi kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuza umuntu efisha amazwi anjalo. Kuthanda ukukhuthaza abalaleli ukuthi hhayi lingabandeli kutatshana bedezelanini, akuvote abantu ngabona inguquko isenzakala. I think i-problem elomuntu ebelomlaleli yikuthi maybe umlaleli uhlala edorobheni, uhlala nezibu uHarare kobulawayo kobheru, lapha akunakhona ama-day-to-day issues akhe esehluleka ukusovwa namakhansila ayare avotele, amakhansila ayeCCC.
Siyabonga Mthusa, sorry isikhathi sambile Mthusa. But I would like to thank our guest, Ubaba Steven Sakhozi Chuma, Uyuta, spokesperson Webandla LCCC, and also thanks to Munashe Mutuza, ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Information and Technology. We are out of time, Zimbabwe, and I also would like to say thank you so very much to our viewers at home and listeners. And that brings us to the end of our show. Let's make another date tomorrow. I am Tungamilinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.